Preston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
It's funny because you know how they do those, like, Where Are They Now shows a lot for, like, whether it's, you know, somebody who used to be famous for something or somebody who had that one moment, that 15 seconds of fame type of incident, yeah. You know, and they're like, oh, it's 5 years later. Where's this person now?
Yeah.
You know,
and they're usually like on drugs and homeless. And
it's funny you say that.
Oh,
well, because no, I always want, you know, when you see videos of people like quitting jobs and stuff like that in savage ways, I'm always like, okay, but what happened after they quit? That's what I want to know. Like this guy, I want to know what's going to happen to him next. He was working at a Walmart for 18 months. He couldn't handle working at a Walmart for 18 months. Apparently they treated him like crap.
He must have been really horrible. Just a horrible employee.
According to him, they were horrible to him. So he does that whole thing of getting... Oh, by the way, it's the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9. Good morning. So he does that thing where he gets on the intercom and he starts, you know, ranting and raving. And it's funny because...
I love these.
Put it up on the Get Up Crew Facebook page, the whole thing, Melissa, because In the beginning, you can tell he's kind of... He had a script.
He did. You could see him reading it.
Yeah.
You can watch him, his eyes.
He's reading it every now and then. He's stumbling over words like a door. And then finally... He was like, you know what? What I'm really trying to say...
I've been a loyal employee here for over a year and a half, and I'm sick of all the bullshit, management, this job, Walmart.
And boom, he was out.
Woo!
And the funny thing
drop
is...
Drop the mic.
Then after that, you can hear people applauding in the background.
Yeah. That would be me.
You can hear people... Why is this never happen when I'm in a store? Actually, you know what? That would probably annoy me. I'd be like, I just wanted to come in here and buy one thing. Now I got to deal with this dude on the intercom quitting or whatever.
I love these stories of people that legit quit their job like in a blaze of glory. There was the other one of the other Walmart guy that did the same thing, but he was a security guy. So he was like, just so you guys know, no one's working security right now. So everybody can steal whatever they want. Have a nice day.
But, you know, I've never done it, but I'm just going to throw this out there and assume that working security at Walmart isn't exactly what's the word I'm looking for? It's not, though.
No,
it's
Romero,
not.
You've seen the people that go in Walmart that just like, listen, I wouldn't want to be someone to have to restrain some of those people.
Why? Because they're 600 pounds?
Not even that. Just, I feel like some people that go in Walmart just don't care. They're like, you know what? I'm just going to, like, if you've seen, especially the videos, like for the Black Friday sales, people that go in Walmart, they're just trampling all over everybody.
That's one day a year. You're not going to convince me that working security at Walmart's a tough job. My point is, this dude quit that in a blaze of glory. So now he's going to go to his next job and they're going to go, okay, last job here, working security at Walmart.
Video.
And, wait, why do you look familiar? Oh, you might know me as the guy who told everybody to F off on YouTube. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you. Nice seeing you. You're not going to get hired.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.